Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastors Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Ben. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Welcome to all our church family, visitors, all joining us by audio or video. Amen. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive whatever God has for you. And don't ever exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. You know what? If nobody else wants it, I'll take it. Because, you know, whatever he gives you is going to be good. Amen. So, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I want to remind you this because once in a while we forget to mention this, but don't leave like you came. Man, I came overstressed. I came worried. I came just not feeling well at all, you know. I came bad, you know. I was feeling bad. I was feeling mad, you know. And, you know, we argued all the way to the hot door over there, you know. But leave change. You know, you leave change. Don't leave like you came. Oh, my God. But you know what? If we close ourselves, he can't do anything until we open up. We got to open ourselves up so he can come in. When he comes in, guess what? Lord, change me. I want to be who you want me to be. I want to do what you want me to do. Amen. We got to let him in. Amen. He's got great plans for you. Man, he woke you up, and guess what? Hey, I got great plans for you. I got a great day planned for you. Praise God. I want to go and fulfill whatever he has for me. Man, that makes my day right there. Amen. You feel the same way. We've talked about this so many times. Make yourself available to him. Always making yourself available. Where can you go hide and him not know? Wherever you happen to go hide yourself, he already knows. And whatever you're thinking, he already knows. Whatever you've done, whatever sin you've committed, he already knows. So the best thing for you to say is, Lord, I just receive you as my Lord and Savior. You know, come into my life. Change me. Amen. I want to serve you. But be what he wants you to be. Amen. Be what he wants you to be. Also, see yourself the way he sees you. Don't see yourself as trash. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sacrificed his son for you. He sacrificed his son for me. So why do you see yourself as nothing or as trash when God sacrificed Jesus for you? Amen. See yourself the way he sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. The world sees you this way. People that are jealous about you make you feel this way or want to make you feel this way. You know what? I'm not receiving that anymore. Let it go. Let it pass. Amen. We're not even started yet. I'm excited. How about you? He wants to bless you, encourage you, and change you. And he wants to correct you. Say, wait a minute. You know, hey, wherever you happen to be, man, thank God for GPS. You can just set it up, man, and I can go and find whatever. Well, guess what? We got to put our godly GPS every day. And not get away from it. Because the world wants to take you the wrong way. There's all kinds of distractions out there. There's all kinds of voices out there that want to lead you the wrong way. I said, wait a minute. And you know that lady always come on there and says, and then at the next light, do this. You know, at the next sign, whatever street, do this. Well, God wants to say, get back on track, you know. Get back on track. To some of us, he wants to say, do an about face. Because we're going the wrong way. We're going to hell. And he says, you're one step away from going to heaven. All you got to do is turn yourself around. He can't do it for you. He can't do it for you. You can do it for yourself. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. Let's take up an offering. Grab your sword, soldier of God. Amen. Or call you a warrior or a warrior. What are you, a warrior or a warrior? I'm a warrior for God, amen? He has warriors. He don't have warriors. He says, cast your worries on me because I care for you. So don't call yourself a warrior. Man, I'm worrying all the time. Well, guess what? You can have what you say. Quit confessing it. Say, man, you know, I have the mind of Christ. Praise God. I can do all things through Christ. Let's make this declaration together, amen? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Just a quick reminder, we fight a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle, and our minds is the battlefield. And we got to renew our minds with the Word of God. There's a lot of things you think, and there's a lot of things the enemy puts in front of you, the world puts in front of you, and you got to renew your mind to what the Word of God wants you to do. Now you got to keep that GPS going straight, because otherwise you're going to get lost. And if you're in the flesh, you're going to crash, and the enemy is going to have you. But no, I said, man, I need to line up. I need to line up with the Word. Amen. So praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue with giving thanks. Because you know what? We can never outgrow this. Give thanks unto Him. The Bible says, you know what? Let's open our Bibles to John 3:16. Everybody knows John 3:16. But let's open our Bibles because we learn from the Word of God. Amen. I need to take those off. Let's just go 16 and 17. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. I mean, all these, this whole thing from, verse 10 all the way to 21 is in red. That means Jesus is speaking, amen? But we'll just do the first two here, 16 and 17. It says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's what we want. Amen. Everlasting life. And verse 17 says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Amen. Let me read it to you from the Amplified. Some of us don't have Amplified, but let me read it to you. It says, verse 16, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that He even gave up His only begotten, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on Him should not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but have eternal, everlasting life." Man, that's a mouthful right there. Hey, hallelujah. And verse 17 says, "For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might be, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through Him." Amen. So guess what? You'd be surprised how many people don't know salvation is a free gift. He sacrificed His Son. Jesus fulfilled His mission. And then He asked Father to forgive Him. And then He says, "I'm going to heaven." He says, and He's seated at the right hand of God, place of authority. And He's praying for us, interceding for us. Amen. And He's there for you. He's never against you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're the ones that get out of track sometimes. But praise God. Amen. Man, that's awesome. That's our text. One of our texts, anyway. But it says, "Give thanks. Be joyful. Be happy. Rejoice, being glad, excited." Believers should be the most joyful, happiest people on earth. You need to write that down somewhere. If you're a believer, ain't nothing for you to be sad about. Amen. Yeah, we lose loved ones, you know. But, you know, Lord, bless them. Give them strength, give them comfort, amen. But you know, we're going to see them in glory, amen. And we have great memories, but still, we should be the happiest people. You know what? We're too blessed. I'm going to say this over and over and give thanks over and over, but we're too blessed to be stressed, amen. The world tries to put all this on you if you let them. Otherwise, just say, you know, hey, pass on. I'm going to pass it on to you. And you got to say, I don't want it. Pass it on to somebody else. But it's going to come on you if you want it. And just take it on and start worrying and taking on the cares. I said, that's not for me. Remember, you speak to your problems. Magnify your God. Don't magnify your problems. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, giving thanks over and over. Get it. Get it in you. Amen. Hallelujah. On a daily basis, every morning when you wake up, before you even get out of bed, give thanks. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Man, that was some awesome songs we sang. Amen. He woke me up and declared out loud, I am going to enjoy this day. Why? Because Psalms 118:24 says what? This is the day the Lord has made. And he woke me up to enjoy this day. He says, I will rejoice and be glad in it. You need to make your choice. What is your choice going to be? Well, you know, so-and-so is worried about it. This person is doing this, that person is doing that. And we go copying what they do. No, we need to copy and imitate what the Word of God tells us to do. Rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because he's backing us. And he's there for us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No matter what's coming against you. Hallelujah. I'm going to press on with God. Decide to give thanks, be joyful, and be happy and smile right where you are. Don't let circumstances dictate for you. Amen. I have a message that says, bloom where God sets you. Bloom where God plants you. You could be in the middle of a desert. You could be wherever. Still, Lord, you're in charge. I'm serving you. And I'm. Guess what? I'm going to be successful. I'm going to succeed. And I'm going to succeed what God has called me to do. No matter what. You know, when you have peace in you, the Apostle Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament in jail. Sitting in jail. You know? So, but you know what? Prison didn't get into him. He was still doing the Lord's work. Well, if I was doing this, if I was doing that, you know, and everything was nice and comfy, you know, I could do that too. Well, he was in jail. And some of these apostles were crucified. Some of these apostles were beheaded. Some of these apostles were boiled alive. Yeah, fed to lions. So, you know, Lord, I'm doing this unto you. You be prepared. You know, we haven't even gone through anything. Let's continue. I didn't want to get you scared or upset. Nehemiah 8:10 says, for the last part of it says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. You need strength? Then be joyful. Why are you upset? That ain't going to help you. Your face needs some help, you know. Put a smile on it instead of a frown. Some of us really need to help our faces. Well, I don't want to go there. Be joyful and start celebrating your life. God put you here to be a winner, to be a champion, to be an overcomer. You got to see yourself this way. If you don't see yourself this way, nobody will. Amen. You know what? And don't go ask people that got worse problems than you, because they're going to give you the wrong advice. Amen. Be an example. Be an imitator of him. And then when they see a smile, when they see you rejoicing and being joyful on a daily basis, they want to know what is going on in your life. Jesus is going on in my life. Amen. So let's remember this. Enjoy your days. Don't just endure, you know, just endure. Here's the definition. Suffer, bear, or tolerate your days. Don't just tolerate your days. The only time we come alive is on Fridays. Oh, thank God it's Friday. That's the only time we think about God. Thank God it's Friday. Wow. What about all the other days he woke you up? Amen. You had a chance to be thankful. Thank God it's Monday. I never heard nobody say that. Amen. Or Tuesday or Wednesday. Smile. Give yourself a spiritual facelift. give your frown a break. Get with believers, fellowship, and enjoy. Laugh, smile. It says people get together on all kinds of worldly events, and they enjoy. Man, I guarantee you, there's all kind of football games going on right now, and there's all kinds of people. We can't do this for church, but we can do it for a worldly event. Come all together. Churches should be filled just like those stadiums are. Amen. So it's up to us to just smile and cut loose and participate. Psalms 34:8 says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joy of those who take refuge in him. Amen. You have to have relationship. It's called relationship. That's what Christianity is all about. Relationship. When you grow in him, and mature in Him. Amen. That's relationship. It's going to change me from the inside out. Amen. People say, hey, I had a spiritual birth. Well, nobody's going to tell. Hey, I still see the same you. Say, no, I had a spiritual birth. And they'll see the change. Your words, your actions, everything is going to change. Amen. Psalms 34:7 says, delight yourself, delight, enjoy yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Yes. He's not holding it from you. You're withholding yourself because of the words you're sharing, the words you're sowing. Amen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So the power of the tongue is the words you speak. That's very, very important that you know that. Amen. Proverbs 17:22. New Living Translation says, a cheerful, happy, joyful heart is good medicine. But a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. A great time to give thanks. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus. Of course, John 3:16, we read it a few minutes ago. John 3:16, New King James says, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's a good time to give thanks. And that's all the time and every day, not just once in a while. Well, you know, hey, for Thanksgiving. And we give more thanks for having a good turkey dinner. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for coming, for completing your mission, and for paying the price. He fulfilled. He completed His mission. He paid the price. He paid a debt He didn't owe. And I owe a debt that I cannot pay. When we get up daily, we should not have these problems of giving thanks, of being joyful, being glad, being excited. What's the first thing on your mind? Oh, man, I got to go to work. Oh, man, these kids. Oh, come on, you can be truthful now. Oh, my God, I've got to go cut the yard. Oh, I got to do all these things, you know. And guess what? You know, I'll pray, you know, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you're so tired, you fall asleep. And got no time for Jesus. We're too blessed to be stressed. Amen. Plus He says this. He tells us this. Says, cast all your cares on Me. Cast all your anxieties on Me because I care for you. When we know these things. Let me see what I wrote here. It says cast. Give. Give it back to Him. You don't want to carry this. He says give it to Me. I want it. But we hold back. Say, well, you know, we give Him half, we give Him a few. But no, He said, give it to Me. He's going to solve it for you. But you got to trust Him. Otherwise, you have to have faith in Him. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. We walk by faith and not by all these cares. Amen. I give it all to Him. We got to trust. We have much to gain and nothing to lose. Amen. And here's another good one. If you never read this before, I recommend that you read it. Amen. It's Psalms 100. Psalms 100, New King James, it says, a psalm of thanksgiving. It says, I'll read it to you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with sadness. Oh, gladness, okay. Some of us need to remind ourselves. With gladness, come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is bad. No, the Lord put that on you because He wants to show you something. He's good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth enduring through all generations. Amen. You know how many times I've heard people say, Lord, put that sickness on you to show you something. Or Lord, put that bad stuff on you to show you something. He ain't got nothing bad to give you. He sacrificed His Son. He put everything on Him. So how can He put you any bad thing on you? He can't give you no sickness. Yeah, we give it to it by the words we speak. Amen. So, giving thanks should come from us and from our heart on a daily basis. Giving thanks in Psalms 100 is about this. Listen, you need to get this. Psalms 100, it's excitement. It's joyful. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you for whatever. You've been filling the blank. You know, all of us, we have different things to be happy about. But you can fill in the blank, especially thank you for this new day because he woke me up. And I could, he wants you on his team. He wants you on his winning team. And he wants to use you. You just got to make yourself available to be there. Amen. He's not holding back. You're holding back. We got to stop that. Amen. Serve gladly, not sadly, not grudgingly, not jealously. And what do you do, you know, for God? Well, this is what I do for God. This is what God wants me to do. Oh, man, that's not enough. You know, we don't have to earn our way. It's already paid for us. We just got to serve him. Lord, I'm doing this unto you. Amen. Not to nobody else. I ain't trying to please man. I'm trying to please God. Amen. Let's remember that. I'm not to impress or please anybody but him. Come before God with singing. If you don't like my singing, he's gifted us, some of us, with good singing. Well, he bypassed Jose when that came about, you know. Say, when Jose sings, people run away. But, you know, hey, I'll be there still singing to him. Because he says, sing unto him, okay? So they just got to put up with you. Now, well, I'll pray for your healing. So your ears will be healed, okay? So, or your hearing will be healed. Get to know the Lord. This is called relationship. A closer walk with him. We can all do this. How do I get closer to him? Well, you just get close to him. He wants to get close to you. He wants to come in, and we keep rejecting all those friendly requests he keeps sending us, you know. You got to accept that. Amen. And you got to open the door. So you got to answer the phone every time he rings your bell, you know. You got to pick it up and see what he wants. You say, oh, man, I know what he wants. He wants me to get closer to him. I'm not ready for that. Well, guess what? Every day is not guaranteed for you. One of these days, it's going to be gone. And your days is over. And he tried and he tried. And you asked for help. And he's saying, brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, or whoever, to try to get you back to him, but you rejected him, you know? So, hey, let's take responsibility, amen? Enter his gates and into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. For God, listen to this, God gave Joshua a plan to bring down the walls of Jericho. It's impossible. These walls, nobody can penetrate these walls. But he gave him a plan, and Joshua is a great general. He's a warrior. Amen. He knows all about wars. But then, he's got a plan. But God has a plan for him. He says, send the praisers up front. What are you talking about? What is that going to help? How is that going to help? But you have to be obedient whatever he tells you to do. And he sent the praisers up front. Amen. He sent the praisers up front, and the walls came tumbling down. Of course, he told them to do a few other things, but the walls came down. Well, whatever plans you have, just set it aside and accept the plans he has for you. Those plans he has for you are already blessed. Those plans are already there for you to succeed. But we have plans and we say, Lord, bless my plans. He says, I have great plans for you, and they're already blessed. Why don't you receive the plans he has for you? Yeah. So God had great plans for Joshua, for the walls to come down. What walls are facing you? Whatever walls are facing you, whatever walls are facing you, you give it to him. And you'll praise him. Those walls have to come down. Amen. I have faith and I trust in him. And those walls, let me see how I wrote it here. What walls are facing you? Praise him. Give him thanks. See these walls come down. Hey, you don't know what's backing me, who's backing me, knows who you are. When David faced Goliath, Everybody else was afraid. I said, wait a minute. I know whose I am. And I know who's backing me. And he went to face the giants every morning when you go to face the giants that are coming against you or whatever walls are there for you. Know who's backing me. If God's backing you, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. It doesn't matter. Those walls, those giants are going to come down. Amen? Woo. Whatever is impossible for men is possible through him. Come on now. How about Paul and Silas? Just some great examples. We know these, but sometimes we got to remind ourselves. Paul and Silas got beaten and put in jail. And still, they worship God. They worship God. And guess what? God heard them. And God came. Amen. He came and delivered them. Whatever you're going through, you know, instead of being mad, sad, worship him. Thank him, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they worship him, and he showed up. Every cell door was open. All the chains fell off. Whatever chains is holding you, whatever cell doors are holding you, whatever walls are in front of you, they'll go when you worship him. Amen. When you give him thanks, they got to go. Amen. Sacrifice, giving of yourself to serving him. Like Christ, you know, he gave himself. He was sacrificed. But you got to give yourself. No, he put you here. And Lord, I want to fulfill whatever it is that you called me to do. If he called you to do something, it's important. Yes. Amen. Every part in this physical body is important. Yes. That's right. Amen. And this body works together in unity. None of them are fighting against each other. Who's going to do better? Who's going to do best? No. It's working together. This is the body of Christ. We need to work together. Amen. Amen. Be in unity. Doesn't matter what you do. Serve him. Amen. You know, the Bible doesn't talk about, it talks about church. It talks about we believers being the body of Christ. Amen. It doesn't talk denominations. It talks about the body of Christ, the church, his church, us. So, you know, when you say, I'm going to church, wherever you're going, you're the church. See yourself that way. Amen. I am the church. I'm going somewhere to be a blessing. Psalm 100 is full of action words. You like some action? Psalm 100 is full of action words. It says one thing. Listen to this. It talks about shout, but we're so quiet all the time, you know. We come to church. It talks about serve. It talks about come. It talks about know. It talks about enter. It talks about giving. And it talks about bless. Amen. And sing. Yes, thank you. And sing. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Just do what the Word of God says. You know, somebody tells you something, you say, hey, I'm just doing what the Word of God says. So I'm going to sing. So if you want to move away, move over to the next row. But I guarantee you, have you seen some of these folks that go to some of these games? Man, they dress so ugly. Man, and they shout for each and everything, and they're noisy from the time the game starts until the time the game ends. And you're talking about hours. Some go with no clothes. Another thing, yeah, paint themselves. All kinds of crazy things, you know. And they go sit in freezing weathers. Yes. And don't complain.
No.
Don't complain. They come to church. The first thing they do is say, Pastor, you know, hey, they're going like this. You know, it's time to stop. You know, hey, you're already gone past, you know, quit. They don't do that in the game. And you know what? They're sad when the game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
They didn't want it to end. You know, they wanted to continue. That's just a few things. That's just a few things. I lost my place. All of these words are calling us to do something. Amen. Being thankful in words and your actions. Giving thanks. Amen. Give thanks mean involvement in your call. Being involved in serving where you are. Being involved in serving in your church, wherever God placed you. If God placed you in that church, you got to go to the pastor and say, how can I help you, pastor? And he'll let you know, and whatever he lets you know, he's going to tell you where he needs help. And whatever it is, be ready for it. We said, well, no, I was thinking about helping you with this. You know, well, I don't think he needed help there. But we try to fit in the comfy place. If he needs help, then help out. Many times we ended up in children's church, and we taught children's church for 30 plus years. Where do you need help, pastor? Children's. Oh, you know, hey, we got little monsters. You know, it's like, oh my God. So we go to children's church, and you know what? We start teaching children. Children get saved. Children get blessed. Children get healed. And children start bringing parents to church. You say, we see changes in our children. What is going on with the children? What are you telling them? What are you teaching them? We're teaching them the Word of God. And parents come and get saved because of their children being a witness. Yes. Amen. So, you know, wherever you happen to serve, serve with gladness and serve and do it unto Him. Amen. Woo, come on now. God called us to be actively involved in giving thanks to Him. Give thanks is, if you want to say daily or you want to say every day. Every day or daily, it doesn't mean. Not monthly or yearly. Not just when all things are right. Well, you know, I can't serve the Lord right now because, you know, hey, I got to go through this. I got to do this. I got to do that. And, you know, by the time you're finished, you know, you ain't got no time. We don't make time for Him. Remember, Jesus was very happy in heaven. And God called His Son and says, you know, I want my people back. But in order to get my people back, I'm going to have to sacrifice you. So would you go to earth and be sacrificed? He says, sure. He accepted the plan. And for the time Jesus came, He knew He was sacrificed. He would be sacrificed. How would you like to know that on a daily basis, what's going to happen to you? Your day is up tomorrow. Huh? And be sacrificed. But He never gave up. Say, Lord, I need Your strength on a daily basis just to continue to do this, what I need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus got away and prayed. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, we got. Not just when things are right. He says, not just when I feel like it. Hey, you know, once in a while, once a year. For Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for Easter, you know, I'll go. Every day is the right time to give thanks. Yes, it is. Amen. Because He's called you and woke you up every day. Yes. And if he gave you a wake up call and you woke up, whoo, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Amen. That's a miracle. Your eyes open. Amen. Giving thanks is not about, is about joyful excitement, enthusiasm. Psalms 100. Here's a different translation. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. That's the New King James. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. That's the NIV. New. And make a joyful sound unto the Lord, all ye lands. That's the New Living Version. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. That's the Amplified. This is what we're called to do. Amen. Praise God. Make a joyful noise unto the earth. Amen. All ye earth. Hallelujah. We're not going to finish this. So, church, God made us peoples of emotion, of passion. Be excited, be enthused, be joyful about what God is doing in your life. Amen. Let's not compare. Amen. He didn't call us to compare or compete. Don't compete about it. For nobody. Don't compete with nobody else. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're here to complete one another. Yes. Amen. Once in a while, you've got words in you, and you can bless somebody by saying kind words to them. Mm-hmm. It's going to make their day. And it's going to bless you. You know, sometimes we just want to say the opposite things. We want to say negative things. We'd rather curse them than bless them. Come on now. And you know, sometimes the worst thing about it is, Lord told you to do say something, and you kept it. And say it, didn't say anything. You saw somebody that needed a kind word. You saw somebody that had a need, and you stayed away from it and didn't say anything. And you know God was talking to you, and you chose not to do it. Amen? That's got to change. Amen? That has to change. Whew, if not, check yourself or get saved. When we walk and imitate Him, and we need to show our love and our compassion. Yes. Amen. Love, God so loved the world, is the love, the compassion. It's agape love, unconditional love. Amen. I don't love you for whatever condition. I love you unconditionally. That's agape love. That's the kind of love we need to have for everybody else. It says, for God so loved the world, people. Not just some people. He loved all. He sacrificed His Son for all. It's up to you whether you want to receive Him or not. But you have to receive Him. Or one day, kneel in front of Him and tell Him why you didn't. And He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Or He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. That's your choice. You have a choice. He has no problem blessing you. The problem is never with Him. The problem is never with Him. It's us. Lord, fix me. I got to fix myself. And I've got to fix myself by getting in this Word and see what the Word of God says. You're blessed to be, you're blessed by the best. And that's Him. Never stop counting your blessings. He says, count your blessings. He didn't say count your stresses. He didn't say count your worries. He said, count your blessings. Count them but one by one. And there's many, 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 many. He said, what have you done for me lately? You're too blessed. Again, you're too blessed to be stressed. Listen to this. He's our God. He's our Savior. He's our provider. He's our healer. He is almighty. He is awesome. He's the awesome God. He gave you strength to get out of bed this morning and to be here. He gave you all good gifts. This is enough reason to shout and give thanks to Him all the time. Thank you, Lord. You know, when you're sold out and in love with Him, it don't matter what people around you are saying. I'm not here to please you. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to serve my God. Amen. Just remember this. We got to remember this on a daily basis. It's time to get emotional for Jesus. Again, once you go watch that game and you see people on them stands, all kinds of emotions. Even the players, man, they do good plays, and they're emotional. Man, they're dancing. They're doing all kinds of things. We get you in the church, you can't even stand up. You can't even sing. You can't even dance. You can't even raise your hands and say and praise Him. But out there in the football field, man, you're doing all kinds of things. We are more emotional for the things. Come on, we are more emotional for the things of the earth: sporting events, graduation, weddings, bar fights. Whatever you want to put on there, you fill it in the blank. But we're more emotional for the things of the earth than the things of God. Amen. Here's the thing is, you got to be sold out. You got to be sold out. You got to be committed. You got to be surrendered. You know what Jesus did on the cross? This is called surrender. This is called surrender. This is called commitment. That's what we need to do. And that's what people do in the world. They commit themselves to doing those things. They don't care how foolish they look. To them, it's fun. But we have to get emotional and soul out for Him. When all fails, you can count on God. Hebrews, here's our close with this. Hebrews 13:5 says this. Man, I'm always by myself. Nobody's there for me. Nobody loves me. Thank you. Whatever you want to put in there. I'm all by myself. I'm doing this all by myself. You know what it tells me? It tells me you haven't been in the Word. You need to get in the Word. Dust it off. Dust that Bible and open it up. Because Hebrews 13:5 says this. And we're going to read the last part of it. It says, He says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is a friend who will never let you down. I started to say this a few minutes ago, and I just kind of forgot about it, but He knows all about you. And He knows all your shortcomings. And He loves you. And He loves you the most. Amen? And He loves you the most. Praise God. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, He knows if you're naughty or nice. Let me read you Proverbs 18:24. It says, A man that has friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is this friend, and He will lead you through dark valleys. And Psalms 23 and 4 says, even when you walk through the valley of shadow of death, He is with you. So on your ups and downs, you know, He says He's got on the mountain, He's got in the valley. Amen. Wherever you happen to be going through, He didn't let go. We let go. Amen. So let's remember that. Father, we just thank You for the opportunity to read Your Word, study Your Word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to fulfill what Your Word is saying for us, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we don't want to close until you have the opportunity. If you never asked Jesus in your Lord, as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. All you have to do is say, I've sinned against You. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. All you have to do is say that and start a new life with Him. Make a commitment to Him. Amen. Be sold out to Him. And start, go to a church that teaches the Word of God. Get you a Bible. Start studying for yourself. Amen. It's time to clean out. Give yourself a spiritual bath with the Word of God and renew your mind with the Word of God so you're not thinking that way anymore. You can change the way you think by reading the Word and growing in the Word and going for Him. Amen. So let's remember that. Praise God. If you have sickness in your body, Father, we just thank You that by Jesus Christ we are healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We receive that healing right now, Father. In Jesus' name, whatever is in your body that shouldn't be there, because the Bible says this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And we just speak to that sickness, the spirit of infirmity, go now in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. Those watching or listening, if you're ready to give your tithe and offering, you can still do so. Just go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and hit that donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And we just wanted to say, God loves you and we love you. God bless you. Amen. And have a happy Thanksgiving.